all the shrieking, and you know, there's always a danger of suffering from boss jock fatigue. And, you know, occasionally wear down a little bit. But as fatiguing as this job is, it's only 4 hours, you know, so I can endure it. You know, back when I used to be a pilot for the airline, sometimes we'd have flights 6-7 hours and cross-country jobs. Oh, man. I mean, you know, basically, you take the plane off, you get her up to 35,000, you put on the autopilot, and then, you know, then you're talking to five-fingered Mary for another 4 or 5 hours. You know, it's just, it was boring. Boring. Hours of boredom, you know, except when occasionally things would go wrong. And then, of course, things picked up rather nicely. I remember one time, I'm getting all these, readings showing an overheating problem. I wasn't seeing any smoke coming out of the engines, but I'm getting, on 2 of the 3 engines, I'm getting lights. I'm saying, what's this? So I figured I'd call for emergency, because I didn't want to be stacked up over O'Hare waiting. You know, I got emergency lights on. So I said, O'Hare, Chicago Airport, this is Blauman Airlines 197 requesting emergency landing. I am getting readings that engines are overheating. Request emergency clearance. Well, you can imagine my shock and horror when coming over the headphones seconds later, I heard the controller say to me, O'Hare, we need emergency clearance, please. Yama. Are you telling me that you're not going to clear us in immediately?
Right.
Now, wait a minute. I have 150 people on this plane, sir.
Yama.
150 people who are counting on me to get them safely to the ground.
Yama.
Now, you under Federal Aviation Commission, you have to let me in.
Right.
You have to let me in first, for crying out loud. We could blow up in the sky. Don't you care?
Yama.
Now, who's that in the background? I heard somebody else. One of the other controllers. Are they coming in?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. We're coming in. You clear that runway because we're coming in. We're coming in. You hear me? Should we go on runway 7? 7A? Obviously, this man's going to be no help. All right, co-pilot Ringfer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Grease Minnelli. We're going in on an emergency landing. Please put your heads on your knees. Pull your hands underneath your hands because here we go. Thank God we got it in without injury, and the fire department was out there hosing down the plane. I figured, boy, this mayor's election's got everybody nuts here in Chicago. I can't believe it. Well, finally, after they got the plane hosed down with foam, I leaned out the window to one of the firemen. I said, hey, buddy, how'd you like to give me a ride in your fire truck back to the terminal? I turned to the co-pilot and said, I think this is going to be one of those very, very tedious layovers.
Yes,